In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm very happy to be with you. I'm looking at 1 Peter again, that we have been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. We have not been bought with any diminishable silver or gold, but with the blood of Jesus. Therefore, we need to trust the Lord. We need to trust the Lord because He gave everything for us, even to the last drop of His blood. We need to trust the Lord. Then it says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies, and all evil speakings," laying aside gossip. Gossip, yes. You know, we love to gossip. We put Christianese words to it. But gossip is gossip. It tears down people. "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word of God, that you may grow. If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Tasted. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I often talk about this experience that we taste the Lord, that He's gracious. We can experience the Lord, experiential knowledge. It's like if I said to Father Wojtek today, "We're going to go out for Hot Fudge Sunday," and he says to me, "What's a Hot Fudge Sunday?" So I start to describe it. It's got cold ice cream and hot fudge and nuts and cream, and he says, I don't understand. So what's the best thing to do? Take him to Friendly's and have him taste the Hot Fudge Sunday. Then he himself will know whether he likes it or not. All the words in the world do not give us Jesus. We need to taste and see that the Lord is good. We need to taste and see that the Lord is gracious. We need to taste and see that the Lord is worthy to be trusted. And I'm looking at Psalm 37. "Fret not yourself in evildoers, neither be envious about the workers of iniquity." Why? "For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Yet do not worry about people that prosper that are evil." That's none of your business. "They will soon be cut down like the grass." The Lord knows how to do things. The thing that we need to do is verse 3, Psalm 37. "Trust in the Lord and do good." Oh yes, trust in the Lord. I don't know if you're a new Christian or if you have been a Christian for 74 years. We are always called to trust in the Lord and do good. Jesus said, "Do good so they will see the works of your Heavenly Father." Do good. Trust in the Lord. This whole experience of trusting in the Lord is what Faustina taught us. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and you shall be fed. Oh yes, God knows how to take care of His own. God knows how to take care of His own. Delight yourself in the Lord. Yes, He is our delight. He is wonderful. He is precious. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. You might not even know what the desires of your heart happen to be, but if you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. Then it says in verse 5, "Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust in Him and he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Commit your way to the Lord. In other words, I am not living for myself today. I want to live for Jesus today. I want to commit, and I do commit my way unto the Lord, and he will bring it to pass. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. When we started this radio ministry, we had no idea that it was going to blossom. We only took one day at a time, and we pay our bills. When I listen to other broadcasts, they say we have a big staff that we pay. I'm just telling you, very little goes to paying anything. You know, I want to tell you most 98% or 95% for radio stations. Yes, we buy paper clips. Yes, we buy cards to tell people thank you. Yes, we have one person working, but we are on a budget so that we can give everything to the Lord. We want to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he'll give us the desire of our heart. Commit your way unto the Lord, and he will bring it to pass. You know, this radio ministry is in the hands of Jesus. It's not my ministry. I only speak, and if he doesn't anoint me, nothing happens. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. But if you are righteous, you need to live by faith and live by trust. And live by trust and faith. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Yes, God is not on our time. God is on his time, eternal time. Just trust him. Rest in him. Delight in him. Fret not yourself in people that prosper in his way, because the man who brings wicked devices will pass. Again, the scripture tells us that the wicked are not going to last forever, and we should not be jealous of the wicked. We need to delight ourselves in the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to commit ourselves to the Lord. We need to rest in the Lord. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall all be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not stop. Teach me, Lord, to wait upon the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord. Commit your way and he'll bring it to pass. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Wait patiently for him. Wait patiently for him. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in the wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yes, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. That's one thing that riches cannot buy you, and that is the peace of the Lord. Riches cannot buy you that peace. Trusting in God can bring that peace. Delighting yourself in the Lord can bring that peace. Committing your way unto the Lord can give you that peace. Resting in the Lord can give you that peace. Waiting upon the Lord can give you that peace. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. The wicked plots against the just. Remember, the just lives by faith and is trusting in the Lord. And gnashes upon him with his teeth. But the Lord shall laugh at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, and to slay such as the upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Stop being jealous of the wicked. Stop asking yourself the question, why do the wicked prosper? And why do I live by faith? I'm not prospering. The 73rd Psalm tells us, when I went into the sanctuary, I saw their demise. It is good for me to be with the Lord. Stop wondering about the wicked. Stop wondering about those that are rich. Trust in the Lord today. Trust in Him. If you find a penny, it says, in God we trust. Trust in the Lord. That's what the message is. Trust in the Lord. Is He worthy of our trust? It is Jesus who went to the cross that is worthy of our trust. Jesus, I trust in you. It is Jesus who bled His last drop of blood that we trust in Him. It is Jesus who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh yes, it is Jesus whom we trust in. We trust in Him. He is worthy of our trust. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Yes, the Lamb that was slain. I'm going to look now at Proverbs. It's very interesting. It's Proverbs 3. It's very interesting. My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. If you keep the commandments of the Lord, you have length of days and long life. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind mercy and truth around your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Listen to the next line. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Same as Psalm 37. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean upon the heart of Jesus. Lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct your paths. You see, this ministry is not because of me. It is because of the Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord. Yes, He is the one that has prospered. He is the one that has given inspiration. He is the one that sends us the money through people. It is the Lord. It is not me. It is the Lord. I prayed with two people today that lost their mother. You know, and I know that God touched them. It is the Lord who touched them. I can only put my hands upon people's heads. I cannot heal people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct your paths. Do you need direction? Pray to the Holy Spirit to direct you. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel and health to your marrow and to your bones. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will bring health to your bones. Honor the Lord with your substance, with your money, with your first fruits, and with first fruits of all increase. So shall your barns be filled. In other words, if you give the Lord the first fruits, the tithe, your barns will be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Despise, my son, not the chastening of the Lord, if He chastens you. Neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, even as a father corrects his son in whom he delights. Happy is the man that finds wisdom. the wisdom of the cross. He is our wisdom. It is the wisdom of God, the wisdom of the cross. And man that gets understanding, for the merchandise, if it be better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof of fine gold, she, wisdom, is more precious than rubies and all the things that you desire. Length of days is at wisdom's hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. This is wonderful. Wonderful. The Lord telling us to trust in Him. It's wonderful. The Lord asking us to acknowledge Him. It's wonderful. The Lord asking us to wait on Him, wait on His ways. I don't know if you've been a Christian for 2 days or for 70 years. You are called to trust in the Lord. Faustina told us again, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. You know, when I'm not trusting in the Lord and I say, Jesus, I trust in you, I hear the little voice in me say, you're lying. You're lying, you're not trusting. Lord, give me the grace to trust in Jesus. Give me the grace to trust in the Lord. Give me the grace to trust in Christ. Give me the grace to trust in Christ. He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. We're going to go again to the 22nd chapter of Genesis. It is Abraham who is going to offer Isaac. He had to trust in the Lord. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him as a burnt sacrifice upon one of the mountains which I will show thee. And now that takes trust. Trust. He had no other son from Sarah. Sarah was now old. He was old. And God says, take your son Isaac and offer him as a sacrifice. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two young men with him and Isaac his son, and he took the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. And Abraham said unto his young men, stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship God. Worship is always sacrifice. I will go yonder and worship God, and I will come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac. Sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? The wood of the cross. I'll read it again. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac. This is the shadow. The substance will be Jesus carrying his own cross. And he took the fire in his hands and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham, and Abraham must have died when he heard this, because he said, my father, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. And they went both of them together. Abraham must be so sick that his son is going to die. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he said. And he said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your only son. And Abraham lifted up his eyes And behold, behind him a ram was caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went, took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of Isaac. Isn't that marvelous? The trust of Abraham. The trust of Abraham. God will provide the lamb. We know God has provided the lamb. We know that. Scripture tells us that God has provided the lamb. And I'm going to read it to you right now from John's Gospel. And it says, John the Baptist answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. He is coming after me, and he is preferred before me. I am not worthy to unlatch the latch of his shoe. These things were done in Bethany, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. And the next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and says, Behold the Lamb of God. God will provide the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, that's why I came baptizing with water. And John bears record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode on him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same shall baptize with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, behold the Lamb of God. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. And what do? We do not eat lamb cookies. We eat the lamb. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to commit our way to the Lord. We need to trust in Jesus. He is worthy of our trust. He went to the cross for us. He rose from the dead for us. We need to trust in him, especially when things are bad, especially when things are bad. He will see you through. He will see you through. Why? Because he died for you, and he rose for you. And when things are really bad and you have no stars in your night, I'm telling you, Jesus is worthy of trust. Plain trust. I trust you, Jesus. You're going to get me through this. I trust you, Jesus. You're going to get me through this mountain, through this fear, through this whatever. I trust you, Jesus. You're going to get me through this. Why? Because you gave your life for me. Because you gave your Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us the grace to trust Jesus. Give us the grace to trust him with all of our heart. Give us the grace to commit our way to him, and he will respond. Give us the grace to rest in him, and he will give us the desires of our heart. Give us that grace, Lord. We need that grace to trust in your Son whom you didn't require Abraham to offer Isaac, but you required your Son to give his life for us, for you and for me. What God did not require of Abraham, that was Isaac, God required of himself. He gave us his Son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send the Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Trust the Lord today. I really need to hear from people so we can pay our June bills. I don't know if we've been paid our May bills. We have a need of this grace so that we can continue to broadcast in Boston and throughout the country. God has provided for us for 31 years. I have no fear that He's not going to continue to provide for us. But He uses people. He uses you. I'm telling you today, help us, and more than help us, when you help us, trust in the Lord. Ask the Lord how He wants you to help us. Trust in the Lord. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word." And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We have the School of the Holy Spirit coming up between July 19th and 25th. Mark it on your calendars at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. So many places in the summer closed down, but the summer is the time when God wants to work in power. July 19th to the 25th, the School of the Holy Spirit. My last word to you is my first word. Delight yourself in the Lord and taste and see how good He is, and trust in Him because He is worthy. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.